Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Ken, bets for the game ones in the NHL this weekend. Let's go to Saturday's action, which will start with the Hurricanes and the Islanders from Carolina. The Canes minus 225, a big favorite. Islanders plus 185. Total in the game is 5.5, juiced under. Freddie Anderson likely to start for Carolina. And we think that Varlamov will start for the Islanders, not Ilya Sorokin. Any bets here for the Hurricanes and the Islanders?
Yeah, and I'll do my series bets here too. I don't think I'm going to bet like the game ones aggressively in any of these series, but I'll just tell you in each of the series what I like. I like the series to go longer, I think, than people expect. I think the Islanders have a puncher's chance to win it. Plus games, money line. You can take a game off, like you're going to talk about. Maybe Varlamov is bad, and Sorokin, who I still think is like the best goalie in the world, comes in. A lot of the Hurricanes' underlying stuff, things that matter in the postseason, a lot of their 5-on-5 metrics, their goalie play, all of this is pretty blah. Dennis mentioned their scoring is going to get a lot better. He's right. The problem is all the other stuff doesn't look very good. So I think this team, yet again, is extremely overrated. Now, they can beat the Islanders, obviously, in the series, but I think it could be a lot closer than people think. So plus games, small bet on the money line for them to win the series. Hope it goes 6, hope it goes 7.
I'll have a bet on the Islanders to win this game. I also think that this game could be higher scoring than expected. Now, it's 5.5 juiced way under. If it ever goes to 5, I'm going to bet the over. 3 of the 4 matchups between the teams this year were very high scoring, like 7 or 8 goals. My prediction is we'll see Ilya Sorokin at some point in this series. So I'll have a small bet on the over, and I'll have a small bet on the Islanders, and I agree with Ken. Islanders' chance to win this series and extend it very deep. Saturday night, Bruins and the Leafs in Beantown, Boston minus 120. Leafs about even money. Total in the game is 5.5, over juiced minus 125, so we may see a 6. We're expecting Jeremy Swayman to be the starter for Boston. That is not confirmed yet. Samsonov, Ken, will start for the Toronto Maple Leafs.
I know it seems really obvious, like Bruins 4-0'd them in the regular season, won every meeting, historically eliminate them from the playoffs all the time. I do like the Bruins in the series, though. I mean, this does not mean, like, bet an impossibly large amount of money on the Bruins. Like, they have to win. They can lose just like every team can lose, but these are certain indicators that we look for. I like their profile as a Stanley Cup champion, a deep-run team, way more than Toronto's, and they're a small price in the series, and they beat this team a lot in the regular season. So I'm going to bet same size bet as the other stuff, bet Boston to win the series. I don't know if I'm going to lay games in it just because these teams have a history of going to some Game 7 sometimes, but Bruins to win the series is how I'm going to play it. And I do have some money on the Bruins to win the Stanley Cup with the idea that their first two opponents are likely to be teams that they played very well against.
Listen, I just want some action this weekend. I'm going to have a small bet on the Bruins. I bet the Bruins to win the series, as we talked about yesterday and today on the show. I'll have a small bet on the Bruins here in Game 1. Just my thought on how the goalie situation will play out for Boston. Swayman's been electric this year against Toronto. If he falters in, like, any game, I think they're going to pull the plug pretty quickly and go to Linus Ullmark. And we'll see if that happens over the course of the series. So a couple bucks for me on the Bruins, couple bucks for me on the Islanders on Saturday.